Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, life can be a cheese sometimes, but we're off to the Grand Dairy winner for 2013.
I know, like, I didn't even know there was such an award. It's the Australian Grand Dairy Award. So, you know, it's cheese and milk and yogurt and all sorts of things. But we're going to talk to the Grand Poobah winner, the giant cheesemaker. He's from King Island. Welcome to the show, Uli Berger. Hi, Uli.
Yes, hello.
Now, tell me, what cheese of yours won the big award?
We actually won with which is called the St. Clair, which is a Swiss-style cheese, and it's made at the Heritage in Tasmania. So it's beautiful milk from Tasmania, and it's a Swiss-style cheese we won it with, yep.
Now, when you say a Swiss-style cheese, what does that actually mean? Tell our listeners what a Swiss-style cheese is.
Maybe most cheeses know the ones with the big holes in it.
Like, yes.
Yes, so it's an Emmental style, to call it the proper name. But we sort of modified it a little bit to suit the Australian taste. So the texture and flavour is a little bit softer, and the flavour a little bit more mellow than we actually have it in Switzerland, where it originally was made. So I think we just mellowed it a little bit to suit the Australian palate.
Isn't that interesting? You have to do that to suit the palate for the place that you're in.
Yeah, because I think all over the world, you know, like, people have different palates, so you have to actually fine-tune it a little bit so people appreciate it or really enjoying it. And Australia is still a fairly young market in cheese, so we don't like these really big flavours.
How did you get involved in all this in your career?
I learned the trade in Switzerland. Like, I grew up on a dairy farm, but my granddad actually was a cheesemaker, so I guess I had a little bit in my blood. So,
yeah.
Just something I wanted to do, and I'd done the apprenticeship over in Switzerland, and then sort of wanted to see the world a bit, and I got a job offered in Tasmania, and I thought, yeah, go and have a look, go for a couple of years, go back to Switzerland, and that's about 37 years.
It's usually the case, isn't it?
Now, you're based in Burnie in Tasmania.
That's correct.
And it's a huge, big factory there, isn't it? Like, they've actually poured more money into that.
Yes, actually, we're doing a $150 million upgrade at the moment. So it's a very good thing for Tasmania or for the northwest coast. But we see a big future there because, you know, it's one of the best climates in the world to grow milk, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a good place to actually put some money in it and grow it, yeah. So,
well, it's a beautiful part, too, of Tasmania. Now, this year you won with your St. Clair cheese, but a couple of years ago, didn't you win with the Red Square washed rind cheese in 2010? Didn't that take out the big one?
That's right, yes. We had a success, with quite a few different cheese we won over the years, and yes, we had the Red Square, which is a soft cheese, a washed rind cheese.
Is there a lot of pressure at work then when the awards roll around, you know, to make sure you're putting in, you know, a great cheese? Like, how does it actually work internally there?
We make just normal everyday cheese, and we keep it back to age it to the right age, and then we send it off. So it's nothing actually specially made. So, and that's what we're quite proud of, because that's the cheese everybody can buy, you know. So we're not making special batches to try to win, like maybe some other smaller manufacturers can do, but we're just picking it from our everyday cheese.
Well, Uli, thank you very much for joining us today, the chief cheesemaker, and congratulations on the Grand Dairy winner for 2013.
And, you know, I can't wait to get to the supermarket to buy it.
Pass the biscuits and bring on the cheese.
Well, it's good with apple, actually, that cheese. I'm pretty sure I've already bought that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Kids love it with all the holes in it.
That's right. That's it, yeah.
We'll talk to you next year in 2014 when you win that one, hey?
Fingers crossed.
Sounds excellent. Yeah,
okay.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you. Thank very you. Much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.